Hi there. My name is Laura, and for this edition of The Daily Dose, I'm going to start with a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And it says, "He who is alone with his sin is utterly alone, but it is the grace of the gospel that confronts us with the truth and says, you are a sinner, a desperate sinner. Now come as the sinner you are to the God who loves you." If I was to post that quote on social media today, I'm pretty sure that I would get a whole inbox full of people bristling at the idea of being called out as a sinner. I would be willing to bet that more than a few would invoke the post-Christian idea that, hey, who are you to tell me what is right and wrong? I can decide that for myself. Guys, people everywhere are using their thoughts and their feelings to determine what constitutes sin. And that makes the spiritual practice of confession all the more difficult. 1 John 1:8 and 9 says this: "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So confess here means that we are agreeing that we're sinners. God's greatest desire in creation is that he could live with us in unhindered fellowship with him. But when we use our own thoughts and feelings to determine what is good and evil rather than the word of God, that does something terrible. That creates a veil between us and God. It creates a divide. It means I'm hiding behind this something that's not true, and I'm hiding it from God. And so practicing regular confession will do a few things for us. First of all, it will remove that veil. It will allow us to be vulnerable before the Lord, and we will know that we are fully known by him and accepted. It also gives us an opportunity to apply the gospel to our lives. Jesus came to be the ultimate sacrifice, to defeat sin once and for all, and we get to live in that victory. And the third thing it does is it gives us a heart posture of gratitude, and it gives God the opportunity to remind us of how the wonderful and complete grace that he has for us. And so I want to leave you with this encouragement. My hope is that you would begin to incorporate regular daily confession into your quiet time or just throughout your day and see your fellowship with the Lord grow all the more. I hope you have a great day.